What's the psychology behind that? How many women have those? The tramp stamp being discussed in Ladies Day in the Corner here in 30 minutes. All right, right now I thought we would talk about women's volleyball. Did you see where San Diego State won a big game the other day? Wait, don't let him in. Do not let him in.
It's locked. I don't think he... Oh, God.
Hey, what up? What up, homos?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris, the overly handsome sales guy from our sales staff here at the Ticket. Such Chris, we're on the air.
Oh, dude, man. Heard you guys talking about being a vegetarian and not eating meat and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, what a bunch of peas, man. Don't eat meat? What are you doing? Dude, there's nothing better than a kick-ass steak and then getting a Lewinsky right afterwards in the cloakroom from the hostess. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, don't you, George?
Not really. No.
So full of it.
You two homos seen Slumdog yet?
Yeah.
Craig has.
Man, I thought it was a great presentation of how dumb the people in India are for not living in America, man.
Well, I don't think
what's going on? I got seven words for them. The United States of the USA, brother. Give me a high five, George!
Oh, God.
Oh,
high-fiving him.
Dude, I bought a new suite at the new Cowboys Stadium.
Oh, you
totally
did?
Totally bought a new suite, yeah.
Those are like... $300,000 or something.
It's the one right next to Jerry's, too.
Ooh, a big
suite. But, you know, I'm close personal friends with Jerry Jr., so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, okay. He kind of gave me, you know, the deal, the sweetheart brother-in-law deal.
Uh-huh.
All of my friends are so jealous of my six-figure salary and my Fortune 500 contacts.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I meant to tell you, I was hanging and banging at Shinsei over the weekend.
Were you?
Oh, man. I drug out this nice little smoo kitten, man.
Oh, an SMU girl.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I think she's a poli-sci major or something. I don't know. She was yapping. I wasn't listening. You know? But I was totally riding her like the pony she was in the back of my CLS. 20 minutes after I met her, it was so great. She had about half a bottle of Kettle One in her, you know, so she's easy picking.
Oh, my God.
Man, you are such a happening dude.
Yeah. And I was Twittering about it during the act.
Wow.
Yeah, and she and I were both texting each other even during the act, you know. I'm like, oh, yeah, right there.
Why would you have to do that if you're right there with her?
Text her to tell her I was almost, you know, there. You know,
gross. Yeah. I don't want to hear about that.
Hey, I thought about blowing you guys up the other weekend.
Yeah?
For what?
Well, I was getting bottled service at Plush with a couple of my friends from the room.
I don't know what that means.
I'm glad you didn't call us.
And my boy Tony walked in.
Tony?
Yeah, Romo.
He is not your boy.
Yeah, he walked in carrying Jess's chihuahua, you know, so we start busting his balls for that.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so Joe whipped. Yeah, he's totally Joe whipped. Anyway, so we're busting his balls and everything. And I made him buy all the drinks, you know, not because he makes more money, because, you know, I'm not sure that he does. I'm doing pretty good, you know.
Well, yes, he does.
What recession? You know what I'm saying? You got nothing to say?
No, not really.
No stimulus act needed here, you know. No, I didn't make him buy, you know, because he made more money and everything, but because he and I both won the same number of playoff games. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ever heard that joke?
I thought he was your boy. Why are you ripping on him?
There's about a 93% chance that I'm going to be the new Bachelor on ABC.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Yeah, so just wanted to announce it here. You know,
really?
You
how'd you get that gig?
Well, you know, they wanted me because of my rock-hard abs, because I haven't had a carb in like 4 years.
All right. I've had about enough.
But, yeah, Chris,
jealous much?
No, it's just annoying.
I hate to bring this up since we're on the air, but...
What is it?
I was talking to the ticket sales manager yesterday, and he informed me that you haven't hit any of your numbers this year, and that it's very unlikely that you'll even clear $20,000 this year because you're not selling anything.
Oh, my God. He shared that with you?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry, you guys. You're going to have to witness this.
Witness what?
A little maneuver I call the Oaklawn Swan Dive.
No, no. Chris.
Oh, God. Oh, he jumped out the window again. George,
not again.
This time I don't see any signs of life.
No, I don't see his hands hanging on the windowsill or...
Call 911. Someone call 911.
We took that awning out
a
couple
finally,
weeks ago.
Finally
so.
Ended it all. I shouldn't have busted it.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
I mean,
that's kind of embarrassing to talk about how much money he doesn't make.
It's just so hard to take.
Yeah.
But now I feel bad.
Well.
I'm only three ledges down here! Chris always survives!
Oh, no.
See you later, homo!
See you, Chris. Hang in there. There he is, Chris from Sales, 847 here on Sports Radio 1310.